This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And of course, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, last night we had a debate. Last night we saw the expression clown car gain considerable justification because of the debate, because it was describing the Democratic presidential field. It was nine candidates with no shot at anything, and the tenth, the first fake Native American candidate in Daniel Greenfield's apt description of the farce. But there were moments of hilarity that punctuated the tedium, so it was not a total loss for those who subjected themselves to the entire broadcast. I had to read about it. It was a marathon competition in pandering to the hard left activists that shout the loudest on Twitter. Now, I confess that my secret hope of Robert O'Rourke jumping on top of his podium like some Iowa coffee shop counter was dashed, but the humor content was, by the standards of the American political theater, fairly impressive from the standpoint of a conservative. So, in descending order of laughter potential, let's start with number seven. Bill de Blasio went full commie. This is humor of the grim humor genre. So it loses points in the hilarity competition, but it gains them in the meaningfulness column. The mayor of New York reflects a growing sentiment among Democrats with his implicit claim to spearhead the reassignment of wealth from the hands of those who earned it into the hands of those who want it. And Bill and his crypto-commie associates know which hands are the wrong ones to have money. Because he said there's plenty of money, it's just in the wrong hands. Number six. NBC declares us a bilingual country with moderator asking first ever Spanish language question in a U.S. presidential debate. That's more grim humor, because Quebec is such a model of the utility of having two language groups hostile to each other. Well, it was grimly funny, as in sort of strange, to see a debate moderator pose a question in a language most viewers did not understand. This is such a good idea that I recommend MSNBC use Spanish for half of the minutes of each broadcast hour. It would do wonders for their ratings. Number five, warmest fanatic Jay Inslee's non-sequitur claim that the filibuster is flooding Miami Beach. But it's the Democrats, you know. Don't expect it to make sense. Number four. Robert F. O'Rourke randomly starts speaking Spanish with a gringo accent, which is very appropriate for an Irish-American, but unhelpful at all in the pandering department. Number three. Cory Booker tells us, we don't talk enough about trans-Americans, especially African-American trans-Americans. God. I mean, I've heard of identity politics. I just don't know how far it goes. On behalf of the handicapped, differently abled African American trans Americans. I would like to protest this appalling lack of consideration of a minority that is even more persecuted by an America which is so horribly unjust that nobody would ever want to violate our border. We need to spend several minutes every waking hour discussing their plight, or else we're just bad people. Number two, Julian Castro calls for taxpayer-funded abortions for biological males who are pretending to be women because it's only justice. So we're going to do a little parsing here, okay? And I'm going to read this back to you like I was a court reporter, okay? Just so, you know, I want the absurdity to go through. Lester Holt says, would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary? Castro, yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. Let the cheering and the applause begin. And you know what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault in places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia. I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that, make sure that we fight hard as we transition our healthcare system to one where everybody can get and exercise that right. A trans female is a biological male who wishes really, 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 really hard he were a woman and who goes to self-destructive ends, you know, hormones, genital mutilation, in order to make the masquerade slightly less ridiculous. And for such a person to pretend to get pregnant, you would actually have the service, you'd need the services of an actual womb, or you could rent them, I guess, along with an egg acquisition from a biological female. Under that kind of circumstance, I wonder what the incidence of accidental pregnancy, I don't even know how that would be possible. And any pretend pregnancy comes at considerable cost and effort on the part of more than just one person. That one just makes my head hurt just thinking about that. Number one. Pandering preemption, Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren's reactions when Robert F. O'Rourke randomly switches to Spanish. Now, I've seen the picture. They win the crown because it is visual and because it captures both the pandering nature of the event and the phoniness of all the virtue signalers. Watching a fake Hispanic worry a fake Indian and preempt a fake public housing project resident with a fake friend named T-Bone is just absolutely fakealicious. And it captures the essence of the Democratic Party in 2019. I already talked about the gringo accented Spanish. So, you know, I can't show you the screen, the cropped in screen on the radio. I want you to imagine it, though, but don't imagine it if you're driving, because you'll laugh so hard you're going to drive yourself right off the street. And I don't want that on my conscience. I'm not going to watch any of the debates simply because I don't want to. I'd rather read about them. But I'm having a hard time taking any of these people serious. If the criteria is that you have to have 65,000 donors that donate at least $1, and that's how you become a presidential candidate vying for the nomination of the... Is that what it is? Is it the same way with the Republicans? There's a bunch of social media people that could win the presidency. I mean, they could just wrap it up. They could definitely win that nomination. If it's all based on people that donate a dollar, they could do it. They could do it right now. Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah, the clown car. The clown car was in overdrive last night. Oh, well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Franklin Armory PDWC 11 video is up on YouTube. I finally got it up. Got it posted today. That's neat. You should go take a look at that weapon. That is a nice weapon. Of course, YouTube's not going to let me monetize it because it's an AR-15. That's another thing. If you get out there and if you say AR-15 or if you show an AR-15, in my description I tried to avoid the words AR-15, but I had to use it in the tags. And YouTube is, not going to let me monetize it. So, oh well. Check it out, though. Lock and Load Radio 1. Subscribe. Like and subscribe. A lot has been written about the perpetual imbecility of Adam Schiff, the gadfly of the left, and he's only one of many, sad to say. Gerald Nadler is equally as thick, but Schiff is much more annoying, and he's the least self-aware. And despite the conclusion of the Mueller report, no collusion, Schiff is a rabid dog with a bone. He's convinced that his long campaign to prove that Trump won because he was in cahoots with Russia is still viable, despite the fact that not one of the numerous investigations has proven this to be so. Schiff also, in his effort to catch Trump, is the man who actually was enthusiastically willing himself to collude with Russia when he was pranked by a couple of comedians who pretended to offer compromising information on candidate Trump. And he made a complete and utter fool of himself. So excited was he to get his hands on that material. And even now, still now, he cannot let go of his dogged determination to disprove what has already been proven. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and anti-Russians. Do the Russians interfere with elections all over the world? Yep, they've been doing it for decades. Everyone knows this except Schiff, apparently. Now, Schiff is puffing up his feathers now because Mueller has agreed to honor his friendly subpoena to testify before two committees, Judiciary and Intelligence. Apparently misnamed panels, by the way. Actually, they should actually be called what they are. They're injudicious and they're unintelligent. Yeah, I like that one better. Except for the few stalwart Republicans who will be present who are actually smart, like Jordan and Ratcliffe and Gates. These Republicans will make Mueller's visit most uncomfortable. They've long known what he was up to and why. Schiff knows or thinks he has won something, that his question will finally bring Trump to the ground. Mueller's going to spill some beans unrevealed in his ridiculous report, which was a 400-plus page op-ed, not a legitimate legal document. Schiff's dream is not likely to come true. Mueller, in that last brief press conference, seemed as nervous as a guilty man on trial for lying. He has done a lot of lying in his long career. He likes to win at any cost. He destroys people for sport. Is he going to be more confident in front of these two committees? Probably not. He most likely turned the entire investigation, the corrosive attempt to frame Trump, over the corrupt to the criminally corrupt Andrew Weissman. That's who should be called to Congress. Weissman is a blight in our judicial system, but has never been disbarred or charged with the numerous crimes he's committed. He's often referred to as Mueller's pit bull. And he is a rabid dog, if there ever was one. Go check out the book License to Lie by Sidney Powell. Benjamin Franklin said, tricks and treachery are the practice of fools. They don't have the brains enough to be honest. Sounds like Adam Schiff, the well-known unethical leaker of the House. And The fact that he has any credibility is the problem with Congress. His colleagues have to know that he is a scoundrel, intellectually challenged, but they bow to the custom of seniority. For those that don't know, in politics a lot, you can have a guy, Hank Johnson. I'm surprised Hank Johnson hasn't gotten somewhere in the whole seniority thing, because he looks ancient, so he has to have been there for a while. Sooner or later, Hank Johnson on the Democratic side is going to be a chairman of something. And that's going to be truly amazing to watch. But the whole seniority thing, this is like promoting CNN's Don Lemon or Brian Stelter to be the head of the Atomic Energy Commission. But it is a sad truism that the least capable often rise to the top. How else did John Brennan become head of the CIA? Now, as much as they meant to sabotage him before he was elected, the fact that he won has sent the left into paroxysms of fury. That Trump has turned out to be a phenomenally successful president, it is an enormous thorn in their side. They absolutely mean business about taking him down and out. But Schiff and Nadler are half-wits. Dragging Mueller before them is a glorious mistake that will only further prove Trump's innocence and expose the criminality of those who set the entire Russia collusion hoax in motion. His testimony is bound to be delicious, but not for the left. Is going to burst the bubble of their own making? Not likely. Schiff and his fellow conspirators are like the people who still believe that Judge Kavanaugh molested the decidedly uncredible Christine Blasey Ford. They believe only what they want to be true to the bitter end, no matter how credibly disproven. Kierkegaard said there's two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. So, Representative Schiff is an insufferable embarrassment to the House and to his constituents, but he may well be reelected. Who in California has the chutzpah to run against a long-term Democrat, no matter how inept that Democrat may be? We're in a state of sorry affairs. We have a governor in California that advises illegals how to avoid ICE. Kamala Harris was a terrible AG. She's a terrible senator. She has a terrible personal reputation, but she's a Democrat candidate for president. So blundering officials in California have turned California into a cesspool of medieval diseases, and they are responsible like the rest of the left. They care only about keeping their jobs. But when this is over, Schiff's Democrat colleagues are not likely to even have even a smidgen of respect for him. So go for it, Adam, by all means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While speaking at the White House, President Trump says he can't understand why asking a citizenship question on the 2020 census is such a big deal.
Are you a citizen? This is another thing that's so crazy. $20 billion on a census. $20 billion. They spent $20 billion. I said, $20 billion what? $20 billion on a census. They go through houses. They go up. They ring doorbells. They talk to people. How many toilets do they have? How many desks do they have? How many beds? What's their roof made of? The only thing we can't ask is, are you a citizen of the United States?
The National Weather Service is issuing a hurricane warning for parts of Louisiana's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Barry continues to gain strength. Barry could become a hurricane by late Friday or early Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, you noticed that when I was doing the recap of the funniest moments of the debate, I left Machine Gun Joe out of that one. By any sane standard, Joe Biden is not a racist. He is a clod and a creepy leech and terminally dumb, and he says cringy things, including about race. But the idea that he harbors any vicious hatred for people based on their race is really, really far-fetched. Now, there is a statistically insignificant chance that sleepy, floppy, gropey Joe is really Seggy Joe, wistfully recalling the days of segregation and Jim Crow and... because those were Democrat inventions, after all, but it's unlikely. But that doesn't matter, because the social justice whiners who totally dominate the Democrat Party have made sure that neither he nor any of the other leftists fighting for the chance to be crushed by Donald Trump in 2020 will be measured by any sane standard. Now, Joe recently mentioned how he was able to work with the loathsome Democrat racists infesting the Senate when he got there in the early 70s. They were a different breed of loathsome Democrat racists back then. They hated everyone who was not white. Today's loathsome Democrat racists now hate everybody who is white, but they are more than flexible. You know, there's more flexible than that. The loathsome Democrats of today are not merely racist, but sexist religious bigots who hate men, observant Jews and Christians, as well as individual members of sexual and racial minorities who reject the poisonous ideology of progressivism. And their word for this evolution is progress. Anyway, Joe fell into a wokeness trap by thinking his theme of normalcy and working together, which his consultants told him would appeal to the soft dummies in the suburbs who usually vote Republican, but got scared by the Donald's refusal to be a submissive sissy, would trump the social justice warrior agenda. No, that's not. He spoke about how he got along with those awful Democrats of yore, and well, that's pretty much proof that he's a grand cyclops, just like Democrat hero Robert Byrd. It's all stupid. And not even his opponents, who would never even vote for him to be Delaware's dog catcher in chief, believe that Joe Biden is some sort of second coming of Bull Connor, eager to divide up drinking fountains by skin tone. Nor do the social justice warriors and the cynical candidates who picked up the cudgel of racist and beat him about his empty head with it. But none of that matters. Facts are bourgeois conceit, you see, and they are themselves racist when they get in the way of the progressive narrative. Racism charges don't have to be true if they can kneecap an opponent. Truth is an obstacle to be overcome in the service of leftism. Just ask non-convict Juicy Smollett. What's hilarious is that baffled Joe's reaction to this perfectly predictable uproar. He was legit outraged that anyone would say something like this about him. Yet it was cute how he was surprised at the world he made and at the behavior of the children of the damned he helped raise. Joe was happy to slime Republicans with the same kind of garbage he's lately been pelted with. Remember what he said about Mitt Romney? Who's, you know, useless for dozens of reasons, but none of which is that he hates black people. Joe said they're going to put y'all back in chains. Well, Joe, you can enjoy being filleted by your own. And in the meantime, conservatives like me were over here laughing, you jerk. Now, Joe got no benefit of the doubt, and neither will you, of course, because the whole idea behind a social justice warrior grievance mongering is to continually move the goalpost of wokeness such that you cannot ever not be terrible. You can never be woke enough. You know how stupid hippies say, hey man, it's like the journey, not the destination, and then take a bong hit? With the social justice warriors, the calling out is the purpose, not the elimination of the overwhelmingly fake bigotry plaguing our society in their fevered imagination. If they ended bigotry, then they'd have to get jobs, and that's not in the cards. Social justice warriorism needs to have an enemy to shriek about. Their alleged victimization validates these miserable weirdos' existence. There's never going to be a day when they say, okay, we finally eliminated racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, fatphobia, so we're done. Time to ride our scooters down to McDonald's and put in a resume. Great example involving this tiresome goof, Julian Castro, recently made the rounds on Twitter. At a Planned Parenthood event, which is absolutely perfect, some self-identified non-binary activist queries Castro about his plan to expand sexual and reproductive health for trans people. I guess believing that the primary role of our chief executive is to provide abortions to people regardless of whether their status regarding having a uterus. Castro decides he's got this, that he's woke, and he's going to rock the mic with his wokeness. So he inquiries about NBA's pronouns. NBA responds that NBA does not use pronouns. So take that, cis expectations. And the crowd claps. And just when you think you got the wokeness down, Bam. There you go. You're right back to the end of the woke line. Because there is no right answer, and there's no good enough. There's no winning. Here's how you should have handled it. Actually, I don't use any pronouns. Oh, well, you're a silly person, and I've wasted enough time on you and your ridiculous performance art. Next question, and it better not be stupid. See, this is just like in War Games. Remember that movie, Matthew Broderick? Ally Sheedy? War Games. You remember what the, I don't remember the computer's name. Joshua. Joshua was the computer. Remember what Joshua figured out when he started playing thermonuclear war after he started playing chess? The only way to win is not to play. But the Democrats have to play. And Trump doesn't have to play. Not only does he doesn't have to play, but he won't play. This election, and let's call it the woke-pocalypse 2020, it's going to be hilarious. As these yahoos jockey with each other. I don't know. I sit around every day, and I just sit around just pondering and being serious and all this other stuff. And these guys are idiots, and they're taking themselves seriously. They're taking themselves seriously. Everybody, from Biden down. Biden should be getting a big, right now he should be saying out loud, you know, I was Barack Obama's vice president and his biggest fan for 8 years, and he won't endorse me. And yet he doesn't. He's not saying that. I'm telling you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
She would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I'll make my boss want to toss it all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it is officially official. The NRA has stopped production on all new live NRA TV programming. Although NRA TV will continue to air its archive of past content. The decision comes after the NRA filed a lawsuit against longtime marketing agency Ackerman McQueen for breach of contract. And I've been backstage of an Ackerman McQueen production. I was, when I interviewed Ted Nugent the first time, I got to go to his stage. It was actually sort of nice because it was at the NRA meetup, the annual NRA annual meeting in Louisville. And I got to go back. I got to go back there where there was nobody there. It was just me and Ted and his son Toby and my people that were with me. And it was nice and quiet. But I got to look behind the stage and see the awesome production capability of Ackerman McQueen. And I got to speak to one of their producers. Her name was Nancy. Very nice lady. Knew what she was doing. Knew how to get it done. At that moment, I wanted to work for Ackerman McQueen. But there was a problem with this, you see. Now, the NRA paid Ackerman McQueen a total of $42 million in 2017, which was 14% of their total budget. And the NRA requested analytics from Ackerman McQueen to measure the rate of return of NRA TV. Now, with anybody in media, where somebody's investing money in it and they're expecting your reach to go somewhere. What they want to know is, in how many different arenas are you available? Then they can look at that arena, they can look at that signal, and they can make a determination as to how much reach you probably have. Especially in radio nowadays. In radio nowadays, radio stations are the ones that are still there, that are out there in the hinterlands, they have weathered some storms, and these guys are strong, strong companies now. So the ones that are left are actually pretty powerful little entities. So they know what is and is not happening out there. And like for me, who I'm syndicated via Genesis, and it goes out to radio stations like that, I look at these markets that I'm in, and I look at their, I look at their stats and all this other stuff. And I'm able to find these because it's provided. Every ad you hear playing on Genesis that isn't mine, they're able to get those because they can provide the stats to get people to want to advertise with Genesis Communications. And listen, nobody's paying Genesis or me or anybody, as far as I know, $42 million a year. I can't tell you what I would have done with $42 million a year. When the analytics were requested of Ackerman McQueen, they didn't get them. And up until that point, however long it had been, was it 20 years, was it 30 years, up until that point, the agency did not provide any sort of data about the impact of the media source. I can't tell you how sad that is. I mean, I had a lot of professional envy for these guys. They found Colio Noir, who was a YouTuber. But Colin is he's a lawyer. He's trained to be a lawyer. But he has this built-in ability, media-wise, to be quite compelling. I thought that was genius. But I thought there was other people they could have hired as well. But Colio Noir was a good one. They had Cam and Company's radio show, but they put that on satellite, but then they lost that. Satellite, there's no way to quantify that, by the way. So having satellite is not a, not necessarily the best place to go to get stats. So when they filed the lawsuit against Ackerman McQueen, the company was contractually obligating to supply this data. They were obligated to do this. The NRA TV production company they just wouldn't do it. They wouldn't give them the stats. And they got multiple requests. ACMAC claimed that the lawsuit was frivolous. They said the lawsuit is frivolous, inaccurate, and intended to cause harm to the reputation of our company. We will defend our position and performance aggressively and look forward to continuing to serve the NRA's membership. That's a bold statement to make when the governing part of the agency you're serving don't like you no more. Bold. And two nights ago, the NRA made their announcement that NRA in its current form is more or less dead. LaPierre said, as many of you may know, we have been evaluating if our investment in NRA TV is generating the benefits needed. This consideration included the return on investment and the cost of the direction of the content. Many members expressed concern about the messaging on NRA TV becoming too far removed from our core mission, defending the Second Amendment. So after careful consideration, I'm announcing that starting today, we're undergoing a significant change in our communication strategy. We are no longer airing live TV programming. Whether and when we return to live programming is a subject of ongoing analysis. Yeah. Dana Lash, on her NRA TV show Relentless, attacked the popular children's show Thomas and Friends for partnering with the UN to increase diversity on the show. And in the segment, white KKK hoods were photoshopped over the trains, and to a lot of members it seemed like spending money on issues outside of the realm of the Second Amendment. They also believe the NRA was concentrating too much money on creating stars and not enough on pushing back against bad gun laws. Dana Lash was making a reported amount of $1 million a year. And Lash and all the members of NRA TV were not NRA employees. They were ACMAC employees. And ACMAC released a statement to the New York Times stating that they were not surprised that the NRA is willing to honor its agreement and our contract and our longstanding relationship in an orderly and amicable manner. When given the opportunity to do the right thing, the NRA once again has taken action that we believe is intended to harm our company, even at the expense of the NRA itself. It's an interesting little part there because what they're basically saying is that we tried to save them from themselves. Earlier this month, with Oliver North, they rescinded his permission to work with Ackerman McQueen, and the ultimatum would force North to choose between the NRA board and his work with the marketing and media firm. So, and they just recently ruled that NRA doesn't have to pay ACMAC $1.6 million that the group owes the marketing company. And this ruling, in combination with NRA pulling the plug on NRA TV, could be the death blow to the Oklahoma City firm after a 36-year relationship with the NRA. If you look at their website, they claim to have other clients, but they have NRA mentioned numerous times. I mean, I just don't get why you would have all your eggs in one basket. But that's what they did. Although several NRA TV stars have updated their Twitter bios to remove references to the NRA, none have made a public statement. I'm sorry that happened to them. It's not necessarily, I think, about the talent. With no distribution, they were going nowhere. They were producing the best media that nobody saw. And they were all dependent upon a platform that was based on the NRA funding it. So, we'll see what comes next. Speaking of what comes next, we're going to go to back to the summer of the 2011 with SCI and talk to tactical team member Drew Estelle. That's in the next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.